factors. So one factor is the multiplicity of its identity. So sometimes things are complicated because they have many different parts to them. Like I think the average automobile is like 30,000 parts. So things are complicated. They have lots of parts. So they're here. There are three parts. It's not a Yom Tov, and it's not a pure Tainus Tzibur, but it's an amalgam of different factors. So most obviously, it's a Tainus. It's also a Yom Avelus. That's what we'll establish further today, in both Halacha and Bikiyas. The differences between a Tainus, which is really about an Isser Tanug, facilitating the tshuva of the day, and Avelus, where there's a motif of loss and bereavement, what we would call here Sreifas Beis Elokeinu, with all of the adjustments between Avelus Yishan and Avelus Chadasha, and then third factor, which is Moed. Secondarily, we noted that the complexity isn't just a quantitative issue, but it's a qualitative issue as well, insofar as it's not just the 30,000 parts, but one wonders, you know, how seemingly paradoxical parts could fit together. How could it be that there's a Yom Avelus that coexists with a Moed? That's a bizarre phenomena. Normally, Yom Tov and Avelus are mutually exclusive with one another. And so that's part of what we mean by the complexity. So what we tried to discuss was, well, maybe we could avoid that question or defer that question somewhat by suggesting that the Moed was purely anticipatory. But that doesn't appear to be instantiated by the facts. The facts are not in the future, but now, right, there's an issue in terms of Tachanun, there's an issue in terms of Tzidkascha, apparently, you know, the Moed is already felt. It's not just, you know, Lasid Lavo, Tzom HaRevi, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi, Tzom HaAsiri, Yel HaBeis Yehuda, LaSasun LaSimcha, but there's an aspect of that in the right here and in the right now. And what we spoke about last week was the notion that part of this, inescapably, is our notion of Tzipisali Yeshua. We don't have Avelos Yoser Midai, because we have a sense of Chadesh Yamenu Kekedem, V'Avkam Zospio Sambiar Tzevehem Lo Ma'astim Lo Galtim Lachalusam La'afir Brisi Itam. And consequently, because we're so absolutely, utterly filled with that sense, somehow, even from the very depths of Tisha B'Av, a Moed exists in the here and now. But we suggested, especially the Shitas HaRambam, where Beisar takes on much more of a role than it does in the simple Mishnah, Nilkada Beisar, simple words, but the Rambam goes on, but Chachmei Yisrael, Gedolei Yisrael, Melech HaMashiach, Dimu Oso, etc., and you know him being their melech, so he's using the phraseology of melech hamashiach. So the Rambam seemingly injecting a cautionary note there because of I think the concern of tipeach ruchan shel mechashvei kitzim. Okay, so we started with I think the most exotic dimension, and now we'll circle back to Tisha B'Av as a day of Avelos. Shimi, go ahead.
Are Yom Tov and Moed synonyms? Like you are using both of them interchangeably, saying that how could that Tisha B'Av is, but is it real? But is it Moed and Yom Tov really the same thing?
No, I'm not suggesting that it's exactly the same. But normally you couldn't have a Yom Tov with Avelus, and here it can't be a Yom Tov because by definition a Yom Tov, you know, would have to have, Chatzila Hashem, Chatzila Chem. There's some exceptions to that, Gemara Pesachim. So, but it is a Moed, right? You know, it does have that aspect to it. We tried to document that a little bit. Okay. Very good. Okay, so let's now try to move to the next level of the analysis. So to reread the Mishnah, Chamisha Dvar Miras Avosenu B'Shiva Sar B'Tamiz V'Chamisha B'Tisha B'Av. Actually, Shem, you want to read?
Tanis. Wait.
No. But that yeah, this should be Shabbos Achal Tisha B'Av Lios Pesocha. First source.
First source. Okay.
I think it's on the
page two of six
in the Makoros.
Oh, found it. Thank you. Page 2. Thank you. Shabbos shechal tishavav shealios petocha aser milasaper umilchabes v'chamishim lutaren mipnei kvar Shabbos. Erev tishavav lo yochal adam shnei tavshilin lo yochal basar v'lo yishtayayin. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel omer ishana. Rabbi Yehuda machayev v'chfias hamita.
So you have a classic machlokas tanaim, which we started to discuss very briefly, and tomorrow we'll talk about this in much greater depth. But the three-way machlokas tanaim about, you know, how a person should conduct themselves on Erev Tisha B'Av, and in particular with respect to achila. So there's a pretty wide range of views here. So one is just, you know, restriction on shnei tavshilin. And also basar vayayin. Rabbi Shimon Liel says, well, you know, whatever you're used to having, maybe reduce it a little bit, yeshana. We'll talk about how that could be understood in one of two different ways, and is understood in two different levels tomorrow. And Rabbi Yehuda says that, well, there should be kfiyas hamita, one of the practices of avelos, v'lo hodu lo chachamim, so the chachamim repudiated that application for Tisha B'Av, but V'lo hodu lo chachamim does not in any sense mean that they rejected the notion that there was a parallel between Tisha B'Av and Avelos, right? They're saying, presumably the application is inappropriate, but we're not rejecting the equation per se. And I think that is very clear from the Gemara. So the Gemara, commenting on this part of the Mishnah, Tanu Rabbanan, go ahead, Shimi, kol mitzvos. So that's a very powerful statement and worth bolding here, right? That kol mitzvos hanoagos ba'avel noagos b'tisha b'av. So, you know, we don't want to get ahead of ourselves, Akiva, in terms of saying, okay, well, this dispositively establishes, you know, Tisha B'Av as a yom avelos, but it would be pretty remarkable if kol mitzvos that were noagos ba'avel happened to be noagos b'tisha b'av and it wasn't a yom avelos, right? That would be quite a remarkable coincidence. And it's the same in all ways. We'll see, always is maybe a bit of a hyperbole. The Gemara itself picks up on that. Kol mitzvos, is it really everything? But, you know, the fact pattern is pretty striking. Okay, so kol mitzvos, anoagos b'av, el noagos b'tisha b'av. You know, with that line alone, we should be thinking along the lines of a paradigm of a yom avelos. Now, normally with avelos, you know, there is a habeas corpus, meaning there's got to be a body, not to be overly crass about it. So, that's going to be the issue here, and maybe we can make the necessary adjustments. Okay, so Shemi, go ahead.
Aser ba'achila, uva'shtia, uva'asicha, uva'na'ila sasandel, uva'sashmesh hamita, v'yasar likrot Torah, b'nvi'im, uva'ketuvim, Lishna Bamishna Batalmud Uva Midrash Uva Hilchos Uva Gados Ava Alkorahu Bimakom She'eno Raga Likros Vishone Bimakom She'eno Raga Lishnos Bikora Bikinos Bio Umidivre Umidivan Rabim Haraim Shebi Yirmia Bitinoko Shalbis Rabban Bitalin Mishum Shnamar Bikude Hashem Mishar Misam Chaleb. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Af Eino Kore Bamakom She'eno Raga Likrot, Ve'eno Shona Bamakom She'eno Raga Lishnos, Aval Korehu Be'iov Uvakinos, Uvedvaram Haramim, Haraim Shabi Yirmiyahu, Tinoko Shalbisra, Aban Betelem Bom, Mishum, Shinamar, Pide Hashem Shar, Misam Chile.
Right, so there's a whole list here. Achila, Shasia, Sicha, Nila, Sasandal, Tash Mishamita. And then we have machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yehuda. Let's not jump to any conclusions about who we paskin like. We'll be a little bit surprised here about the parameters of Talmud Torah as well. So, you start reading this list and you're like, Aser be'achilo v'shesia? 7 days? That's not true. So we'll have to flag that as an issue. But the presentation is striking. The presentation is maybe even more striking. Kol mitzvos hanogos bav el nogos pesish bav, in light of the fact that it's not entirely true. But, you know, the Braisa does put it that way. Okay, so let's flag that as an issue in terms of the issue of achila and shesia. And let's pursue one line of inquiry for now, which is the Talmud Torah question. Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. Rabbi Yehuda is the machmir. In this case, Rabbi Yehuda is saying that, look, you know, he doesn't think that even a makom sheno ragil likros is going to be permissible on Tisha B'Av. Normally in Avel, what's the principle, Ephraim, in terms of how we paskin?
He can learn Torah now.
Well, halacha kedivrei hamekel, though, right? Now, normally we're lenient when there's a matter of dispute, be'avela, so we try to be mekel, right? So, you know, there are two good reasons to expect we would paskin against Rabbi Yehuda in this machlokas. One, he's the das yachid. Two, he's the machmir. So there's going to be, I guess it's not much of a surprise anymore, but, you know, there's a principled surprise here that we'll have in a second. Okay, so there's a Rashi. Okay, Shimmy, go ahead. Okay, so the probably 99.9%, the correct way to read this Rashi is to say that the position of Chachamim is that even though in general it's true, and maybe it's an objective reality, that Talmud Torah is, because by definition it's if Avelos is Hester upon him, and you know, Simcha is all about Lifnei Hashem Elokecha, so by definition it's Misam Chilev, but maybe the position of the Chachamim is that the way that we're measuring that Le'inyan, the Isser of Talmud Torah and Tisha B'Av, is what you experience subjectively, Lechora. And therefore, you know, if you're going to be breaking your teeth over it, Makom Sheno Ragil Likros, there's a tsar that's involved, right? As Ephraim was noting as we were signing on, you know, sometimes there's just, you know, there's hard work that goes into these things. And there's some tsar that a person has to go through, and Lefum Tsara Agra, you know, Hazor and Bedima Marina Yiktzoru. You know, in Torah miskaimin alamimim shemim yisatzmo aleihem yagatu matzasa tamin. You know, it's a, like I said, there are other makoros as well, as the more recent cinema that was being cited. But be that as it may, I'd like to say a little drasha here. You'll pardon the fact that I don't think it's the MS in Rashi, but maybe 1% chance. Anybody have another interpretation of why there's a tsar? What's the tsar?
I've never seen this before.
What's that? Yeah, right. That's a, if you read the Rashi somewhat differently, if you say, "Dekeved de lo yada islay tsara," that's the problem, right? It's a tsar. How did I not know that? Anyway, you know, it's a good drasha. Let's take a look at how the Rambam paskins. Okay. Nachi, go ahead. Tamidei Chachamim?
Tamidei Chachamim ain. Oh, wait, sorry. This was in the way. Okay. Tamidei Chachamim ain nosim zela ze shalom betish above. El yoshim davim v'nenachim kavilim.
Any evidence so far in the Rambam that Tisha B'Av is patterned on, you know, Dine Avelos?
Yeah.
It's
Kavelim.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Strong evidence, as we like to say. Right. So you don't want to antagonize people. Somebody doesn't know that halacha, right? I always like to say, if, you know, especially in light of the Sinas Chinam issue, you know, this is a necessary concession to make. This guy is going to say, you know, Tisha B'Av, you know, Beis HaMikdash destroys Sinas Chinam, and he won't even say hi. So you know, that's a problem. The halacha accounted for that problem. Right, so what heter is not found in the Rambam?
the base rock, the 10 kinokos.
Oh, well, but what position? I mean, you do it, Ben Sion, go ahead.
Oh, the.
Or not, yeah, Nachiv, yeah,
things you haven't learned
yet. Yeah, right. So he's machmir on that issue, right? Pretty striking. Now he puts in the context of another one of these Surei Avelos, in terms of Sheila Shalom. Says this is the way that Talmidei Chacham should conduct themselves, and we know that with respect to these issues, everybody should aspire to be like the Talmud Chacham, right? To be right. It's not a shevach hulo, as the Gemara in Taina says, but it's a tzar hulo. It's not a yohara, right? But that it's an expression of identification with the national state of mourning. So, okay. So let's note that, and keep that in the back of our minds as we now get back to the anomaly in the Gemara, which is the question of achila and shasia. You know, kol mitzvos anogos bav, anogos betish bav. So Rashi says, aser beachilu v'shasiya. Says, well, that's not exactly correct. Nachi, go ahead, honey.
Honey ein nohagim ba'avel. Dekachoshiv nami usurim shenohagim bo levad. Levad mehani de nahagi ba'avel. Rechitza shicha v'ne'ila v'chule.
Right, so it's really striking, right, Nachi? I mean, Rashi's going to come out and say, well, honey ein nohagim ba'avel. And the previous line of the Gemara is, kol mitzvos anogos ba'avel, anogos betish bav. So, like, why did you list it? So Rashi doesn't have particularly convincing explanation of this. He just notes that, well, it's, you know, part of a broader list, and the broader list, you know, has many other things that are, in fact, noheg on Tisha B'Av and in Avelos, right? So Rechitza Sicha Ne'ila, Tashmish Hamita, Sheila Shalom, Talmud Torah. So it's on the list. So what I'd like to suggest is that far from being a kasha, I think this almost to me is like the greatest possible evidence that Chazal really and truly felt that Tisha B'Av was a Yom Avelos. Nobody in their right mind thought that an Avel is actually Aser Be'achilo Shasiya, but we'll even sharpen the distinction in a second. But the fact that you could have such a line in the Braisa of Kol HaMitzvos HaNoagos Be'Avel, Noah goes petish above, and the first two items, Elan, on the list are not, it's not accurate. It's not true in a literal sense, because Achil and Jasir are obviously noheg ba'avel, right? Meaning a person can eat and drink, and we'll even talk about maybe they should, but the point is that Chazal were so convinced this framework of Avelos and Tish above was axiomatic to them, that they still formulated that way. Kol ha-mitzvos anogos, you could look past two very glaring discrepancies, achila and shasiya. What could be a more glaring discrepancy than that? The first thing that you would say to somebody, what do you have to do on Tisha B'Av? As idealistic as we are, I don't think the first thing a person would say is, well, you're not allowed to learn Torah. Maybe Rav Lichtenstein. But most people would say, oh, you're supposed to fast. Right? And that's not true of the Avel. And yet, it's kol mitzvos anogos b'avel, anogos petish b'av. That's amazing. So, just to sharpen the distinction, I know Akiva and Mikey are waiting. So just, Nach, you want to just put the Torah onto the record, and then we'll, I hope, have something meaningful to say, and we'll go over to Akiva and Mikey. Mikey, who, by the way, we can't even see, but we know he's there, as a matter of bitachon.
So, v'nir afal pisha ein Bos Shane Bo Simcha Usur Salomi Shum Simcha Lavad Usru Basar El Kadela Harbos Avel Teda Shahare Avel Acher Mitzvah Laskoso Yayan Darminum Lo Nivra Yayan Ella Linachim Bo Avelim Shemitzvah Linachamu Liskoach Saro Bahaka Usru Yayan Ki Im Yishta Yiskach Resho Mitzvah Sheyiskor Chorban Habayis V'Yitzdar Alav Hilkach Mitam Zel Yesh Lasser Afilo Ofos Tmo Basar.
This is a huge machlokas Rishonim about the status of Of and the Suda Mavsekes and the Mishnah and for us during the 9 days. But this is the view that is more expansive and says, well, even though it doesn't really, you know, necessarily match what you'd expect Al Gabe Mizbeach, Right here, we're trying to go further. It's, again, a huge issue in the Rav Yah and the Smak and all the Rishonim are, you know, weigh in on this issue. But we're going to be Machmir. This is what the Torah is quoting. And he says, you know, we'll be Machmir, you know, with respect to this Avelos Yeshana on 2 points, right? About the definition of Basar, we'll have a more expansive definition, include Ophos, right? Even if it's not the Davar HaMisameach in the classical sense of the term. But we'll take the broader definition, and especially yayin, because what is that about? How does the Torah formulate it? Yeah, Ben Sion, go ahead. The reason that it's dafka mutter, that it's dafka mutter, very good. But for the avel is that we're not looking to be mitzaer the avel. So it's not just mutter, but maybe it's even advisable. I don't see this practice too much nowadays. I don't see people sitting shiva, you know, with an alcoholic beverage in their hand, you know, to be mekayim this, you know, Maimer Chazal, and based on the pasuk of Etinu Yayin the Mari Nefesh. You know, but at least in concept, right, the idea is that we're not interested in this person having, like, an excessive amount of tsar. We don't want him to be in denial, and we certainly don't want him to self-medicate. That would be a very dangerous thing, as we know. But in halachic terms, you know, it could be not only permissible, but even advisable for him to have some libation. But of course, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, right, it's more chamor, right? We want to, it's avelos plus, because we have to make sure that the person is mitzar himself and, you know, that they're not going to forget, you know, imeshkachech Yerushalayim tishkach yemini. Now, part of this you could just say is simple compensation, right? If meso muta alafanav, the person is not going to forget, you know, that tsar. We're not worried about that. But, you know, something which is thousands of years ago, the avelos, maybe you could say it's just a compensation. I'd like to go a little bit further than that and say it's not just a way of compensating and for the reality, the psychological realities of Avelos Yeshana versus Avelos Chadasha. We'll try to pair this up with the anomaly that we observed in Hilchos Talmud Torah from just a moment ago. I'll get one more Makora onto the ledger, and then I'll say my piece, and then Akiva's waiting, and Mikey's waiting, and Yenison is waiting. Okay, so let's just one more Makor here. I think, Nachi, you were doing the honors.
So Erev Tisha B'Av lo yochal adam besudas ha-mafsakles shochla achar chatzos basar v'lo yistra yayin v'lo yochal shnei tafshilin. So ha-gav v'af
mimashkem acherem memayir v'shtiyasen ma'asher ragel lishtos, even if it's not yayin per se.
V'chim lo yochal achar sudas ha-sanun u'malech d'varim shenoeg b'am shar pamim k'dei sheyisnaheg
b'prishas. Now they're a little more expansive, like the Rama is saying, you know, k'dei sheyisnaheg b'prishas, right, that there is, and it's the opposite of Erev Yom Kippur, right, that kol ochel v'shosa, and, you know, mar b'lechol and mar b'lishtos, right, k'dei sheyisnaheg b'prishas. Ilan, I think it brings to mind the Gemara at the end of Cheskas Sabatim in terms of what they said to Rabbi Yeshua, that we want to be prushim now that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, right? There's an overarching kind of mentality. And now, afilu basar maluach, sha'avru alav yoser mishne yamim nachi, right? So wouldn't it be right to be a shlamim in terms of kachim kalim? Right, so we go even beyond what would normally be the simcha of basar v'yayin. So how do we explain all this? So very clearly, you know, the Rambam used the language of davim v'nanachem k'avelim. So Tisha B'Av, I think, is avelos plus. And what I mean by that is not merely that, you know, we have this concern that when a person loses a loved one, it's so visceral, it's so immediate that we're, the last thing we're ever concerned about is this person, you know, is this person forgetting what just happened. On the contrary, we sort of have to ease him out of there. Some Rishonim maintain that's the whole idea of the Sudas Havra, is we're afraid the person is going to starve themselves, so we give them a little bit to eat, and we, you know, again, the role of Yayin here in Nichum Avelim. But I think in Tisha B'Av, what we see very clearly is that it's Avelos, kol davar, kol mitzvah, shenoeg ba'avel, noeg b'Tisha B'Av. But because of Chamirlan Srefas Beis Elokeinu, with an aspect of actively being mitzayer ourselves. Let's say the person who's the most Yerushalayim conscious person in the world. You know, he works at the, what do they call that institute in Jerusalem where they do like the 3D korbanos, they have like a 3D printer and they print korban, whatever it is, like the Temple Society or the Holy Name Temple Society. Yes, thank you. Okay, I forgot. And so, you know, the guy works there, right? And Bishita, he works there. It wasn't like, you know, he says, oh, some headhunter found me the job. But this is his kiyum, and, you know, Zecher LeMikdash, that's what he's all about. And Zecher LeChorban as well. So he'd be mechuyav in all of these things too. Because the overriding theme that we're seeing here is a sense of the magnitude of the loss, magnitude of destruction. And if that's true, then I think two, perhaps surprising, but very clear, halachic realities come into focus. Number one, kol mitzvos anogos ba'avel, nogos b'tisha b'av is a truism. Chazal felt comfortable putting things that way, right? Even though Tisha B'Av transcends Avelos, not just as a compensation, but because Tisha B'Av, there's a din of tzar. Like the Rama says, there's an actual value in terms of being a parosh. How can a person enjoy, Vichnesin used to say to us, Yom Kippur, who needs to eat? The Lifnei Hashem. Tisha B'Av, how can you eat? So that becomes, you know, an affirmative value on Tisha B'Av. And I think that is actually the pshat for this incredible chumrah in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Incredible chumrah. Again, you would have expected halacha kedivrei hamekel, you would have expected halacha kerabim, but why are we so machmir? This is the only thing that you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av are dvarim ha-ra'im, bad things, eicha, kinos, yirmiyah. Let's go back to the formulation in the Rambam, which is so telling, in my opinion. The Rambam says, Tamidei chachamim einosin zela zeh shalom b'tisha b'av. That's where the halacha starts. Al yoshvin dovin mishalibo dav alav in enochem kavilim. His picture is of a person in Tsar. Asr likros betisha betaro neviim obiksuvim mishna valachos gemar vagados veino kore ela be'io v'kinos devarim haroim. I think it's a natural continuation of davim v'nenachin that any Talmud Torah that you have, far from being the misam chilev, which, you know, again, any cheftza of Torah is, objectively, it's something that's supposed to further your sense of yagon vanacha. Kirabosan chosai v'libi davai, yoshvim davim v'nenachem ke'avelim. And this is for the Talmidei Chachamim, this is for the spiritually sensitive folk. They're supposed to experience the tzar, you know, even more profoundly. So the avelos plus, not just the compensation, not just the compensation. And then the chumrah in the world of Talmud Torah going well beyond, I think, you know, what you would have expected or required, so that a person, you know, really has a very palpable sense of tzar on this day of Srefas Beis Elokeinu. Okay, so let's hold it up here.